That's awesome. Well, look, I hope everyone's enjoying the festive season. You know, truly, it's a beautiful time. Look, I do enjoy Christmas. I don't have to wait for Christmas to enjoy Christmas. I celebrate Christ all the time throughout my life. And so, but this is a time where it's also special because, you know, it's a concentrated effort at this time, and you're with lots of people, and we can come together and celebrate Jesus Christ and what he's done. It's amazing, you know, singing those carols. You know, why do you want to fall on your knees? I wanted to fall on my knees. There's just something of the power and the presence of God that touches you, that you just want to just sing and worship him and love him. So welcome everyone to C3 Fremantle. It's great to have you all here. I've just got a couple of gifts here for some of our Porque staff. Where is Avina? Avina, can you come up here, please? I've got a gift for you, my dear. Rebecca and Shirash, can you come up here, please? Can we give them a hand, please, as they come up? You're welcome. Thank you, Rebecca. Well done. Enjoy that. And there's one in here for me. Unbelievable. Did you see that shot? Oh, dear. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Adelie. That was beautiful. Continue pushing into that gospel area. And if you do some secular stuff, that's fine too. You can, you know, that's cool as well. But just keep doing it. Be a warrior for Jesus Christ and serve him. And you'll be amazed where he will take you. He'll take you further than anyone else. Have you got a manager? I'm your manager. Okay? I have a small fee, but I'll look after you, okay? See me after. We'll meet in the boardroom upstairs. Oh, sorry, Ron, I didn't mean for you to hear all that. No, you'll do very well. Thank you. Oh, dear. Wow, it's beautiful to see everybody's faces here. What a gorgeous people here. Some guys from Port Care. We had a beautiful Friday here. We had a community lunch, and we had 55 people all together. And Dorothy and Faye. Dorothy, just amazing what you do. Thank you very much. And the whole team, Susan, Diane, everybody else, Angela. I had a gentleman come, Andrew, and he used to volunteer for Port Care. And so I asked him to come and share his story. And so Andrew is, he's 72 years of age, and he says, I'm an atheist. And so that's what he is. He's an atheist. So many, many years ago when he worked for us, we would share the gospel with him. There was a time when I had had a book on my desk, and it was called The Reason for God. And he said, can I read that? I said, sure. So I gave it to him. He read it, brought it back, and he read it really quickly after a number of days. And just only a few weeks ago, he came into Port Care and he says, Charlie, you're not going to believe what happened to me. I go, what? He goes, I got water baptized yesterday. I go, what? And so so he began to share with me. And he said to me, Charlie, if you've got a few minutes, I'll sit down and share my journey with you. I said, yeah, of course. So we sat down, and early one morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, early this year, every morning he wakes up early, he goes for a walk down to Bibber Lake. And he's walking. And he just, something comes to him. And he's going, I'm getting these thoughts about Jesus. That he loves me. And that he's my personal friend. He goes, I thought, where did that come from? I wasn't even in that space. I wasn't even thinking of it. And he goes, it touched me so much, Charlie, that I began to tear up. I thought, what is this? What's going on? And so he kept walking, and eventually he went back home. And it occurred to him again. It happened again to him. And so he, same thing. The presence of God was touching him. And he's thinking, I don't believe in God. How is this? What's going on here? And so what eventually happened was he connected with someone in his community and at a local church, and he gave his life to Jesus Christ. And so one day, those that were here that heard his story, how amazing was that? That was fantastic. You're going to hear his story one day here. I've actually done an interview with him, and we're going to show it here one Sunday morning. And so this changed his life. Jesus, the Son of God, changed his life. This is the story of Christmas, that Jesus has come to change our lives. That itch that we have on the inside of us, where we want fulfillment, we want love, we want peace, we want all of that. Jesus is the only one that can satisfy that itch, that emptiness. Only Jesus Christ can do that for us. Can we please have a look at Matthew chapter 1? You've got it there for me. Can we all stand up? Let's read this. Chapter 1, verse 18 to 20. That goes through to what? I want that to go to 23. But you'll scroll that down, yeah? Okay. Let's read this together. This is how. Ready? Okay, let's count to three. One, two, three. This is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David. The angel said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us, which means God with us. Take your seats. So, God, who has always existed, he's outside of time, he's outside of space, he's outside of matter. So how does God get a message to people, to humankind? How does he get a message? Well, he becomes a human. That's how he does it. He becomes a human. If he wants to get a message to a bird or a crocodile or a cow or a lamb, well, you become a lamb or you become a bird, you become whatever. God, the master of the universe, becomes flesh. Born to a woman who is a virgin, conceived by the Holy Spirit. How remarkable, how amazing is this? There are many misconceptions about God. One of the big misconceptions is that, and I know I had this, I thought God was in a distance. Like, God's out there somewhere. I'm here. I'm on my own. I've got to figure out life for myself. That's just how it is. I think it might have been Bette Midler who sang that song, From a Distance. Was it Bette Midler? From a distance, I'm watching you from a distance, you know, blah, 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 blah. I won't sing it. You want me to, I know. But when I began to speak to God and ask him to forgive me of my sins and to come into my life, let me tell you, God is not in a distance. Emmanuel, God with us. God is with you. God becomes your friend. God becomes so, so close to you that that breath that you breathe, that's how close he is. And he's inside of you. He lives inside of us by the Holy Spirit. God with us. God with you. Andrew, when he shared his story, he said, Charlie, I've never ever experienced this at all. God was so full in him that he was so overfilled with joy and peace. You know, we say Jesus is our peace. Jesus is not our peace in the absence of storms and tough times. Jesus is our peace because we're in his presence when there is tough times. Yeah? Yeah. When tough times, when whatever you're going through, Jesus is your peace. But be in his presence and you'll know his peace. And you'll get through that storm. You get through that difficult time. So he's not in the distance. God, he is not in it. He came to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God's gift to us is his Son, Jesus Christ. And it's up to you whether you want to receive him or not. No one's going to push you. It's up to you. It's up to me. See, God loves everybody in the whole world. Doesn't matter what color, what race, what language you speak. Doesn't matter. All of human God. God loves all of humankind. All. But not all of humankind are his family. They are not part of his family. You've got to choose that. You choose to be a part of God's family. You make a decision. Yes, Father God, I look to you today. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. We heard the song that Jesus died on the cross and he shed his blood for us. That's what Jesus did for us. He died upon the cross. He took our place. He took our shame. He took our guilt. He took our sin. It had to be a perfect person to take that. That's why John the Baptist said when he saw Jesus coming, here is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Before that, they used to have offerings of lambs and different things, but they had to be in the best of conditions. They weren't perfect, they had to be the best of conditions. That's why John said the Lamb of God, because this one here is the perfect one. God in the flesh, Jesus on earth, the perfect one. So we make that choice. Just like this year, you're going to receive some gifts. Vina, Rebecca, Sharash received a gift today. They can leave it under their pillow. They can put it in their bookcase, but until they open it, they won't receive the benefit of what's in there. They will not experience the joy, the fun that they would have by using that gift. So it's up to you and I to receive that gift. I know many of you here today, you know Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage you this morning to continue to walk close to Him. These are very, very dark days. It's really difficult times. But we've got to walk close with Jesus Christ. Believe me, if you draw close to Him, He's there. He's just that breath away. He's just that breath away. He loves you. He cares for you. Some of you might think another misconception about God is that God stands around like with a heavy rod. One step out of place, whack. And sometimes we might get that concept from our families. When I say the word Father God, some might think, I know I've spoken to people. They go to their father and they my father's terrible. If God's a father, that's my father. Well, no. God the Father is completely different. He's loving, He's merciful, He's kind. And He loves you. He loves you. And He wants you to draw near to Him. And as you draw near to Him, you will find His kindness and His love. And that will overcome and minister that trauma that you've had in the past with maybe your father, maybe it's something else. But whatever you do, draw close to God the Father. Can we have a look at John, the Gospel of John, please? This is long, but I love this scripture. This is one of my favorites. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created. And His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world He created, but the world didn't recognize Him. He came to His own people, and even they rejected Him. But to all who believed Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn not with a physical birth, resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. This year, Pastor Stephen had asked all of our staff, he said to us all, tell us in one word. It's very hard for me to say one word. Tell us in one word what something about God that this year has been for you. Really, I had two things, but one thing is that God is faithful. God has always had my back. always had my back. When things, you know, you're up against a wall, He's got me. He's got me over that wall. And I want to say to you this morning, stay, just stay and walk. You don't have to run the race, but walk with your eyes fixed on Jesus Christ. Faithfulness. God is so faithful. You know, there'll be days I didn't read my word. There'll be days I, you know. But wow, God. He had me. He got me. God is for you. Jesus is for you. He's not against you. God is not. I mean, God does judge sin, okay? He does. There's no doubt about that. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And if you choose Christ, the gift, that's great. God will judge evil. There's no doubt about that. The woman who was caught in adultery, and they wanted to stone her to death. Not just, you know, little pebbles, but stone her to death. That's a pretty serious thing. But Jesus, look at his heart. Look at him. Look at God. This is God. He says, hey, all of you, if none of you have sinned, if you've done no wrong, okay, throw the stone. Who knows, maybe half of them slept with her, I don't know. All of them walked away because they knew that they had sinned and they have done wrong. And the woman, what did he say to her? Hey, helped her up. Hey, just go. Just stop what you're doing. Stop sinning. Just stop. Change your lifestyle. How beautiful is God? Doesn't matter what you've done this morning, where you've failed this morning, what sin you've committed, I want you to know that there is forgiveness, that there is the love of God for you this morning. His love is unfailing. There's no sin that he cannot forgive. No sin that he cannot forgive. I visited a gentleman in hospital who, something I find with many Christians, people that believe, is that some people don't read their word. You don't read the word. The word is so important because that's God's love language to you. And so my conversation with this gentleman is, oh, I did some really terrible things in my past, Charlie. Really, really bad. Really bad. Oh, I talked to him and encouraged him. God's forgiven you. Well, I hope so, Charlie. Well, there's no I hope so. He does so. Don't be hard on yourself. Stop it. Stop being your own worst critic. Don't do that. Come into the arms of the loving God that loves you. He will wipe your tears away. He will minister. He will touch you. My role in the community can sometimes be pretty It's an honor and a privilege, but sometimes it's really... So I got a call last Saturday. To go and see somebody who was not doing very well. Excuse me. And he wasn't doing very well. So we knew him. He was one of our volunteers, and So he said to me, "Charlie, will you preside over my funeral?" He's only 58. Anyway, that was Saturday night. I went to see him again with one of our volunteers, with Ed. And then Sunday morning, I went to see him at about 10 past 8. And 12:30, he'd passed away that morning. So we had a conversation about having your relationship with Christ, how important that is, so that you when you leave this planet, that you'll be with Jesus Christ, to be in the presence of God. So we prayed together, and he received Jesus Christ as his Lord and as his Savior. On the last morning when I saw him, he was struggling, and I talked to him about the Lord, his shepherd, and that he will take him through to the other side, into the presence of God. So we are faced with life and with death. Do you know that if you were to go and pass away today or tomorrow or next week, do you know where you'll be in eternity? Do you know where you will stand? Do you know? Let's stand up. If you're not sure, I'm going to pray this prayer. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with your heart. And it's asking Jesus Christ to come into your life. It's about you receiving the gift of eternal life, the gift of Jesus Christ, opening up, unwrapping that gift for you personally. Let's pray this together, church. Lord Jesus Christ, I come to you today. Thank you for loving me. Thank you, you are not in a distance, but you are with me. Come into my heart right now, Lord Jesus. Forgive me my sin. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing. It's going to finish with this. Mark Twain said, two important days of your life. The day that you are born and the day that you work out and you know the reason why you are born. God has a purpose for each and every one of you. Doesn't matter what age you are. God has a purpose for you. And in him you will find that purpose. Trust him with your life. Thank you, church. Thanks, guys. Let's sing that.